welcome to worship, both here in sanctuary and online. And a happy St. Patty's Day to you as well. So I'm a quarter Irish, so in honor of my uncle who always painted his beard green, I have to say happy St. Patty's Day. So it is a joy and pleasure to have you worshiping with us here at Desert Hills, whether here in sanctuary or online. If this is your first time worshiping with us, we invite you to stop by our welcome desk so we have a chance to greet you this day. Because here at Desert Hills Lutheran Church, we celebrate grace. We make disciples who make a difference. May it be so every day of our lives. Some announcements for the weeks ahead. First of all, I hope you were here on Thursday. You heard our beautiful choirs and our music department put on a fantastic concert, spring concert. Yes, I think so. They deserve a round of applause. It was a very uplifting day, and I hope you had a chance to be here that day and just hear the beautiful music and all the work that our music department does every year, both for Christmas and our spring concert. This week is a fair trade sale, so they're happening in the Northwest Hallway. So if you need one of those items, please stop by our fair trade booth this day. We continue our midweek Lenten services. This will be the last midweek Lenten service this Wednesday. So again, we'll be meeting here in the sanctuary at 5:30 for our last Exploring Spiritual Practices. Then we'll gather in the fellowship hall for soup, come back here at 6:45 for a rousy hymn sing, and then at 7 o'clock, Pastor Dennis Nelson will be leading us in Holden evening prayer and sharing with us God's Word. So that's Wednesday night. That will be our last midweek service. The men's breakfast is on Thursday, March 21st at 8:30 a.m. You can still purchase your tickets, but you need to do so by Monday. Christine is at the front desk, so if you'd like to purchase your tickets today, you can go ahead and do that. Also, while you're there, if you'd like to give money to our flower fund in honor or memory of someone for Easter lilies, there are envelopes by the front desk. The suggested donation is $15. Write down who you would like to honor or remember with that donation there at the front desk. And then Easter dinner tickets are on sale. Easter Sunday is March 31st. The meal is at 2 p.m. The menu is posted in the hallway. The cost of the tickets are $17, and it is a ticketed event. So if you'd like to participate in that, you do need a ticket. So please purchase your tickets for that. Via di Cristo is having their meeting this afternoon at 12:30 in the fellowship hall. So if you're interested in learning more about that spiritual walk and how it helps you grow deeper to your relationship with God, we invite you to come back at 12:30 and meet in the fellowship hall for that. As I mentioned, this Wednesday will be our last midweek because the next week begins our Holy Week journey together. We will be having two worship services on Monday, Thursday at noon and 7 p.m. And then on Good Friday, we'll be having three worship services, 12, noon, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. The 3 p.m. will be our country trio. The 12 and 7 will feature our various choirs here at Desert Hills, as well as on Monday, Thursday. Those are our announcements. Again, I invite you to, if you have questions or just want more details, you can always pick up one of these sheets. It tells you what's happening during the week. And on the other side is a summary of Pastor Craig's sermon this morning. Or you can always go to our website, dhlc.org, or call the church office, and we'll be more than happy to let you know. But we hope you can continue to journey with us during this Lent and that you can prepare yourself during Holy Week for Jesus' journey to the cross, but also to experience the power of the empty tomb. We begin our worship today with a word and time of prayer. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, just thank you for allowing us to gather, whether here in sanctuary or online, this day or the days ahead. May you bless us as we gather, as we hear of your amazing word, as we are reminded this love that you have is for all of creation. And we are thankful that we are included in this gift of your Son, so that we may live each day in hope and not fear, confident of your love for us, so that we can look forward to the new life we have through our death and resurrection with you. Bless us this day as we gather. May we lift our voices in praise and thanks for all that you have and continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to please stand if you're able for our opening hymn.
chosen from generation to generation to be witnesses to the great covenants that exist between God, humanity, and all of creation. These covenants have been gifts of God so that we might be confident in God's love and presence. God of faithfulness, you have been true and faithful to the promises you have made to us. Yet we have not trusted your promises, even when you sent your Son to show us your heart and commitment to reconcile all the world. We continue to turn our backs on you and to seek life and love in other places that only leads to empty promises and broken lives. Teach us, O God, how to faithfully respond to your great gifts and to live grace-filled lives. In this season of Lent, we wait for the fulfillment of God's promise to restore and redeem us on the cross, knowing that in Christ's death, our sins are put to death, and in his rising, we too are raised to new life. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Of the cross, your Son embraced the power of death and broke its hold over your people. In this time of repentance, draw all people to yourself, that we who confess Jesus as Lord may put aside the deeds of death and accept the life of your kingdom. Amen.
Chapter 31, starting with verse 31. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is my covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. The word of the Lord.
Oh, my soul, what wondrous love is.
Today's second scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, starting with verse 20. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip, in turn, told Jesus, and Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is this for the very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice from heaven came, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there heard it and said it was thunder. Others said an angel had spoken to Jesus. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from heaven, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Mouth and the meditations of each heart here in the sanctuary this morning as well as online be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, we do pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Unless you have been sleeping this last month, we have been talking about covenants. Covenants that God makes with the people. We've begun with Noah and Abraham, and even during our midweek Lenten services, we heard about all the people that were affected by God's covenant that he made with them. So one of the things that you realize that today will be the last day you will hear, at least for a brief moment, about God's covenants. Because today we get the ultimate covenant that God has made through his Son with you and with me. But there's a temptation. There is a temptation when we hear all of these words about the covenants that God makes to us, is that we have a tendency sometimes just to accept it because it does come from God. It is that promise that comes from God. And we want it and we feel it like that warm blanket in front of a fire. You remember those days, where literally we were able to take and enjoy and feel that warmth of God's love and care because of the covenant that he has made with us. And what's interesting is the more I thought about that, the more I thought, isn't that just so special and unique and wonderful that we can walk hand in hand through the garden with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and having that covenant? But there's a challenge, and the challenge has been in front of us the entire time that we've been talking about it, is that that covenant is just not for us as individuals, but for all people. For all people, for all nations, for all of those people who we don't think are deserving of what God's covenant is all about. In a strange way, and this doesn't happen at our house, it's kind of like you're all nice and warm and comfortable, and your spouse says, "I want the blanket." No. But it's that idea of knowing that the covenant of God is for all people. For all people, as much as we make that a personal understanding. It is that idea that God has come for the nations. For all people. To receive that promise which God has given. And so today we get a chance to take, and this is really one of those wonderful passages of scripture in our gospel, but at the same time, it's rather confusing. Today we get a chance, some Greeks show up and they find Philip, because Philip actually knew how to speak Greek, we assume because of the region that he grew up with. And they said simply, "We want to see Jesus." We're never told why they want to see him. Do you catch that? We're never told why. Is it one of those things that as good tourists, that they were coming from Greece and realized that, oh, we're here in Judea. Well, here's this guy, Jesus. Maybe we've heard of him. Maybe we're going to see him do some teaching, maybe some miracles. But at the very least, we'll check it off our to-do list and the sights to be seen. We don't know. We don't know. And that's part of the beauty of Scripture. But Philip goes to Andrew and says, here, these two guys want to come. And here's what's bizarre to me is that here they come, and Jesus' response, he just comes off the wall. He says, he sees the guys coming, know they're from Greece, and says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Why was this that moment? Why was this time when these people came to see him? And I've been thinking about that, obviously, for the last several weeks, and going, why did Jesus suddenly know that this was the time for him to be glorified, or at the very least, to have the gospel writer John stick it right here? One of the things that came to me as we're thinking about all of the things is that here were people from Greece, people who didn't grow up in the faith of Judaism. Here they were coming to seek our Lord and our Savior's understanding of what he was to be and about. In other words, for our vernacular, Jesus went viral. It was that idea, suddenly people were hearing about him, and he looked at that moment and said, here is the time when I know that God continues to be with me in my plan. And Jesus went on to teach these Greeks who had grown up with that understanding of Greek philosophy and those understandings about what it was to be part of connections with gods, with all the mythology and all of those things. And Jesus wanted them to be very clearly understood about what his idea about what God was going to be like working through him. And he gives us the great example that unless a seed dies in the earth, it does not bear fruit. Think of that for a moment, that wonderful truth and faith. And so as he's saying it, he's talking about that relationship with God, is how in the world would I possibly now deny my very being for existence and saying that God is, I shouldn't die on the behalf of my people. And we get that voice that comes from heaven. This is my son. He truly is doing and being what I have intended for him to be as that sacrifice for the world. This is fitting that this is the last weekend before we enter into that week that we call holy. When we experience that feeling of the joy of Palm Sunday, and yet we know what it will lead to in Jesus being hung on that cross. It is one of those moments where we are able to take as God's people, embracing the great love that God has for us because of his Son. And we are those people as we have heard, as we have claimed, as we have known, because of what Jesus says. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. When I am lifted up on that cross, all people, regardless of backgrounds, will be drawn to that experience, to be drawn to that foot of the cross, and to share in those wonderful opportunities of that benefit that God has given because of his love, that forgiveness that has come from when Jesus stretched out his arms on the crossbar of that cross for you, for me, and for even that person sitting next to you, and even those people you don't know or even like. Jesus died for them. He has brought all of us together under that word of his cross. It's a promise. It's a covenant. It's an ability to realize that experience of how God has come to us in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ, that reminds us over and over and over again the care and compassion that he has. Today, I want you to think about this. This is the dig deeper moment. What does it mean to you to be drawn to the foot of Jesus' cross? What does that mean to know that our Lord and Savior died on the cross for you and for me? What does that mean to come, especially as we enter into this Holy Week, to have that experience of being and right in front of you, that idea of God suffering on the cross? What does that mean to be drawn to that moment, even centuries later, to be those that he died for? For you see, that is the covenant. That is the promise. That is what God has given to each one of us this day, that ability to kneel at that cross and realize with that sense of gratitude what God has given. Today, hear this word and know that it is a promise that God has given to you, not just today, but every single day of your life and beyond. Yeah, he was lifted for our sake. Believe it, know it, and may you always have that sense of gratefulness and gratitude of the covenant that God made with you. Amen. Almighty God, fill us with your promise. Fill us, O Lord, with the understanding that you have died for all people. All people, O God, including us. In your name we pray. Amen. We sing our hymn.
reaffirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings. In preparation of our prayers, we hear the words from Psalm 51, beginning at verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. New to our prayer list are the family and friends of John Wahlberg, Walter Helmke, David Shrupp, Kay Robinson, and Joyce Greenlee. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving is Kermie Sandin. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list. We silently pray now to bring our own cares and concerns before you. We pray for those who we know to be in special need of your care and compassion. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we pray for our broken world, those who are in the midst of conflict and whose very lives are threatened. We pray for those who are giving care and compassion in the most challenging of circumstances. Give them a sense of knowing that they are not alone in their struggles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, be with all of those who are seeking to find that peace in their lives that can only come from knowing you. Help us, as your children, to be open to share that message in a way that touches people's spirits and hearts. Jesus reminded us today that the gospel is for all people when he said about his coming death on the cross, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, We are nearing the end of our Lenten journey. As we near that time of Holy Week, help each of us to know that you have made that journey to the cross and grave out of a deep sense of love. Give us the confidence that as we go through the challenges of our week, you will be with us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on the tree of the cross gave his salvation that all to all, that where death has begun, there might be life renewed. That who by a tree was once overcame, might now by a tree be overcome. So with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." I invite you to join with me as we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was lifted up so that we may come and receive the gift of life in Christ. This meal is ready and prepared for all. Come and receive. I invite you to be seated here in the sanctuary. For those of you online, I invite you to hear this word. This is the very body of Christ given for you. Receive now the body of Christ. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Receive Jesus' blood and know his grace and his life. And now may God bless you and keep you as you gather with your brothers and sisters across the world in this holy meal, a meal of life and hope. Amen. For those of you in sanctuary, the lighter liquid is grape juice, the darker is wine. We have gluten-free wafers available as well. Come and receive God's gifts. Your ushers will lead you forward.
Thank you.
Once again, we hope the service was a blessing to you. And if you are a first-time visitor, do please stop by our welcome desk so we have a chance to greet you more formally this day. Now, brothers and sisters, here in Sanctuary or online, we see the blessing of God this day. Blessed by God's everlasting covenant, set your hearts and minds on the ways of God. Cling not to your own life, but take up your cross and follow Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I invite you to please stand if you're able for our sending hymn.
Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.